This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow, the government held an all-party meeting today to ensure the smooth functioning of both the houses. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to debate any issue with an open heart. He emphasized that it is the responsibility of both the government and the opposition to smoothly run the Parliament. During the meeting, the Congress demanded that discussion should take place on the alleged NEET paper leak case, railway security, Agniveer scheme, center-state relation and security situation in Manipur and Jammu and Kashmir, among other issues in the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He announced that India will contribute $1 million to the UNESCO World Heritage Center. He said this grant will be used for capacity building, technical assistance and conservation of the World Heritage Sites. Mr. Modi said the grant will especially be used for the countries of the Global South. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till 31st of this month. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah today emphasized that Narendra Modi government has not imported a single gram of milk powder in the last 10 years and assured that the milk powder won't be imported again in the next 5 years. In the concluding session of Party State Unit's General Convention in Pune, he slammed NCP-SP leader Sharad Pawar for accusing the BJP-led NDA government of importing milk powder. While attacking the opposition, Mr. Shah claimed that Sharad Pawar institutionalized the corruption. In a strongly worded criticism of former Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, Mr. Shah said Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray has joined hands with those who supported the Popular Front of India. The Department of School Education and Literacy will observe Shiksha Saptah starting tomorrow, which will continue until the 28th of this month. The aim of Shiksha Saptah is to promote collaboration and the impactful educational reforms introduced by National Education Policy 2020 among students, educators and stakeholders. The centre has advised Kerala government to implement immediate public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. A multi-member joint outbreak response team from the National One Health Mission of the Union Health Ministry will be deployed to support the state in investigating the case, identifying epidemiological linkages and providing technical assistance. The centre has advised the state to implement public health measures such as active contact tracing over the past 12 days, strict quarantine of contacts associated with the case, and isolation of any suspected cases. A 14-year-old boy from Mallapuram district who was undergoing treatment for Nipah virus infection passed away today. Kerala Health Minister Veena George has said a total of 246 people are now on the contact list of the deceased boy. 63 of them have been categorized as high risk. The minister reassured that the state government has taken timely actions and there is no need for panic. Bangladesh Supreme Court today scrapped most of the quota in the government jobs that sparked countrywide clashes between police and university students, claiming over 100 lives. With the top courts ruling just 5% of civil service jobs instead of 30% would remain for the relatives of war veterans of 1971. The university students have been protesting against the quota system, terming it discriminatory. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India secured a comfortable 78-run victory over UAE in Dambulla, Sri Lanka today. With this victory, India guaranteed themselves a semi-final spot. India's Yuki Bambri and his French partner, Albano Olivet, clenched the men's doubles title at the Swiss Open ATP Tour tennis tournament in Gstaad, Switzerland today. The duo defeated the French pair of Hugo Humbert and Fabrice Martin in the final 3-6, 6-3, 10-6. On the other hand, in Swedish Open, Nuno Borges of Portugal defeated Rafael Nadal of Spain in the final 6-3, 6-2 to win the men's singles title at Bastad. It was Borges' first ATP Tour title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.